Thanks for being here. I'm a new graduate student, and I have a large interest in precision agriculture, so that's my main focus here. Root knot nematodes and cotton are economically important pests across the U.S. Cotton Belt. In 1984, Orr showed that populations of root knot nematodes are present in about 42% of fields in the Texas High Plains. More recently, we conducted a study in 2013 where we saw that we conducted a study where we took samples of 327 different fields across West Texas, and 76.8% of the fields that were sampled came back positive for infestations of root knot nematodes. As we can see on the histograph over here, that our population numbers across the 327 different fields range drastically. What we do know, however, is that nematode populations within each field are not, they are more uniform, or they are not uniform, more sporadic. So that led us to focus more attention on identification of site-specific areas within individual fields for nematicide application, which may allow producers to reduce the amount of nematicide applied for nematode control and lower production cost. So the overview is we're going to utilize technology such as soil survey, aerial imagery, electrical conductivity, and yield monitoring to aid in site-specific management of root knot nematodes. So one thing that is available, that is readily available to anyone out there, and it's free to access, is NRCS soil survey maps, which can be accessed at this website here, listed here at the bottom here. So what you do is you go in and you can zoom in on a specific field and basically hit the go button, and after you've drawn your boundary around the field, and it gives you a very detailed map, a soil survey map of the field. Then you can go back and click on each individual soil types within the field and get more detailed information such as soil physical properties and more. And you can also see in the legend down here, it shows you the percentage of acres, or how many acres within the field consist of each soil type. Aerial imaging. You can access a lot of images online through the USGS, and one of those is Landsat images. And this is an example over here on this circle of a Landsat image there that was taken at on a circle. And NAIP images also you can access through the USGS, and that just stands for the National Agricultural Imagery Program. And that is an example of that are these four circles here. More recently, we're doing more research with UAVs where we have a GoPro attached to the bottom of this drone here that we have aftermarket lens on it that returns us near-infrared pictures and videos, which then we can go in and process and create NDVI images from. And this image right here depicts just a small plot research where you can easily see the alleys and then the crops in between there. Another technology is electroconductivity, where we can use raw maps, kind of like we're seeing here, and we can use that, run it through a computer software system, and create 1 to 10 different zones based off of the raw electroconductivity map. The example that I have here is of 4 zones, where you see high EC values, which are the greener, which are color-coded green, are measured in soils with finer or heavier texture soils. Lower EC values, which are color-coded red, are measured in coarse and lighter textured soils, sandier soils. At first glance, just the EC map is just going to give you an overall indication of soil variability within the field. Additionally, yield monitoring. Here recently, we now have the ability to install yield monitoring systems on cotton strippers. Yield monitoring systems have been out for a long time in combines and cotton pickers. However, in our area in West Texas, our predominant harvest mechanism is with a cotton stripper. So now we are able to install yield monitoring systems on them to where we can start building maps and looking at the overall variability in the field based off the maps there. So one thing that has been done right now is in site specific management is the use of Telloan. And this project right here, we saw that Telloan, which is a Dow product of nematicide, successfully overall increased cotton yield across on treated ground. Additionally, a Varus was run across to get zones to build a variable rate map in these in this study. And we see here at the bottom of our chart right here that we were able through variable rate application of Telloan, we were able to maintain yield, but overall reduce the amount of product of Telloan that was applied across the place. So we're saving input costs there. So what I'm doing is I'm using my overall background, in working with Dow AgroSciences, where I have the opportunity to learn a lot about resistant cotton varieties to nematodes, and then Telloan also, in addition to my more recent experiences with John Deere, more of a BE implement is who I work for, but a John Deere dealer, where I worked in the technology department and learned a great deal over the overall, how to mechanically implement variable rate applications, how just the overall mechanics of it. Now I'm now with my role at Wilbur Ellis, I'm not only a salesman, but a person that can provide the right product to growers, to manage nematodes, and also help them create field maps and collect field data to successfully implement variable rate strategies. So basically, the overall here is I'm taking what all I've learned and, you know, able to bring that to a grower in a way that it's easy for him to use variable rate technology accurately, and he'll want to use it across his acres year after year, just make it easier for the grower. And one of them things, in working at Wilbur Ellis, we have a software that's called AgVerdict, and it's a precision agricultural software system that helps growers create and manage data. And two ways they're able to access AgVerdict is through through just a computer desktop and also a mobile version. Here on the desktop, this is just an example of, this is actually an example of a nitrogen variable rate, or just it's just a variable, the variability of nitrogen across this field, where you can see geo-reference sampling points within the field. They were sent off, got our test results back from the lab, and we're able to input that into AgVerdict, and it just interpolated around each point. So you see just your variability of nitrogen. We're also going to look at doing that with nematodes, where we can go out, take our samples, submit them in, get our populations back, and submit them in at our geo-reference points and get our overall variability of nematodes through the field. Our mobile version here, that's for accurate soil sampling. You can log on with an iPad or an iPhone. You go to a field, it shows you exactly where you're standing at so that you can accurately go to that spot and collect your soil samples there. So this tool is very easy to use, and there's big potential for it here in the future. Our goal is to aid in identification and management of root knot nematodes using readily available technology, as I discussed earlier, to make it easy and cost effective. And so with that, this experimental field here in Hockley County is 270 acres. The grower rotates cotton and corn. The blue area right here is where he had corn in 2013. And this orange area over here is where he has cotton or corn in 2014. It's a subsurface irrigation on 30-50 row spacing. And as we can see from this picture here, that is roots of cotton that are noticeably showing root galling from nematodes. So now our question is, well, are the nematodes uniform through the field, or are they variable? Are they sporadic through the field? So the first thing that we collected is a soil survey map of the field, where we can see six different soil types. This field ranged from very, very heavy soils, clay, all the way up to very, very sandy soils also. And the area that I want to point out is this area right here. As you can see from the color and also from the soil type, that is a very sandy area. So we have one piece of the puzzle right here. We have a soil map, and this map I actually got from AgVerde, where I just drew a boundary, and it put a different color to each soil type. So next we went and got aerial imaging. This right here is a composite NDVI image that it was taken from Landsat. We went into the early 2000s and took images every year during the growing season all the way up to 2013. And in some instances, we took multiple images. So multiple images during those years also. So this is a minimal of 15 NDVI images piled up on top of each other and composited into one map. Here's a 2014 NDVI derived from NAIP image. So this is just a single. This is not a composite map. This is just from the past growing season. In July or August is when this one was taken. So you're starting to see a correlation here between this map and this one. So now we have two puzzle pieces. We got a soil map and our aerial imagery. The grower, he used two 7460 John Deere cotton strippers equipped with the Green Star yield monitoring system. You can kind of see the streaking in the field. This is a very, very rough yield map here. You can see a streaking, and that is due to both of the cotton strippers not being calibrated to each other, but that's no big deal. We can go back in and post-calibrate once we get our gen tickets back. So that's just our rough yield map, but it gives us enough variability in it to where we can see where our good yielding spots were and our worst. So now we have three puzzle pieces here. And you're really starting to see the correlation now between our soil type, our aerial imagery, and our yield monitoring system. So now we're getting an idea of where we think our nematodes are at. So in the future now, we're kind of using a top-down approach where we started with just readily available technology. And we're kind of now we're working our way down to where we're going to go out in the field. We're going to get our EC map and then go in and systematically sample for root knot nematodes, much like what you're seeing in this. So I just went in there and put points, just georeference points, and that's where we're going to go back in and sample at. And basically we have an idea of where our nematodes are at in the field. Now we're just going to go in there and make sure that they're there. So we're kind of using the top-down approach. The acknowledgments is partly funded through a grant from the Plains Cotton Growers and the Technical Assistance of Sam Stanley, a grower that has allowed me to, he's very, very helpful and open and loves to try new things, and he's the grower that we got to get in and play around in his field a little bit. And also Mark Nutter, he's a Will Brails agronomist, and he's been very, very instrumental in helping me put a lot of this together. And that might take some questions.
We've got time for one question, two questions.
Yes, sir.
Of time for Dr. Nichols.
This is the way we should be going. Now, this isn't written down anywhere, but it's about an aggregation of 5 years experience. It involves soil, it involves the crop response to the soil, and the size of its root system, which helps define the size of the nematode population. So this research initiative has shown us that there are real limitations to the fundamental way that we've been recommending the nematocide, which is based on brittle. They, in fact, should be soil-specific damage function. That's the relationship we have to have. It's not simple. It's going to be quantitative. The simple assumption is to go from the root knot to their coarsest tech soils, and they will be there, but that will not necessarily be the best response, and that's published by Ortiz et al. I give you the citation. If you go to some of the better ground, it has a better response. If you go to sorry ground, grow sorry cotton, and if you control nematodes on some of the better ground, the response is better.
Thank you, Dr. Nichols.
Could job. Thank you.